Welcome to Holocaust Memorial Day 2024. My name is Emma Scott and I am the Community Development Officer at Dorchester Town Council. I'd like to just quickly thank you all for joining us and say a quick thank you in advance to the partners who have helped organise today's event, including Dorchester Town Council, Dorset Council, the South West Dorset Multicultural Network and Cushley Bog. And now, I would like to introduce Councillor Alistair Chisholm, the Mayor of Dorchester, who will be giving us our opening address.
Ladies and gentlemen, and most importantly, the young people at the back of the auditorium here, welcome to the Corn Exchange here in Dorchester, the county town of Dorset. We're gathered here today, Holocaust Memorial Day, to remember and to reflect on some of the very worst instances of human behaviour over the last three generations. Every one of these events, from the Nazi gas chambers of the Second World War to the killing fields of Cambodia, the former Yugoslavia and Rwanda, shame our common humanity and must never, never be forgotten. This year, incidentally, marks the 30th anniversary of the Rwandan genocide. We are fortunate in this country to be free to remember these unbelievably tragic events, and to have the opportunity, through reflection, to learn from the terrible truths of the past. We can do this because we live in a free country. We can access the truth by researching the original documents which testify to these past horrors. This freedom, which we in the UK take for granted, is not universal. And it is the very fragility of freedom that is the focus of this year's event. Earlier this month, together with my town council colleagues, I was invited to see the work created by Year 8 pupils at Dorchester Middle School in response to this theme, the fragility of freedom. The range of responses was truly inspiring, and a great deal of thought and imagination clearly lay behind the vast majority of that work. Slavery, apartheid, religious conflicts, refugee-related issues, and more were subjected to critical expression by these children. Recent and sadly ongoing events around the world can be seen by adults in particular as an example of the hopelessness and helplessness of humankind. I found the work done by these young people a real tonic and an important counter to my own feelings about the current state of the world. All is not lost. So long as we continue to use our freedom to teach future generations the truth about the past, both that of which we are justifiably proud, but also that of which we are rightly ashamed, then we can all dare to hope. It is this knowledge, the good, the bad, and the abhorrent, which is the bedrock upon which we can begin to construct a better world. A world in which, having learnt these lessons from the past, we can encourage and nurture mutual respect in our communities, regardless of such things as colour, faith, and sexual orientation. As I cried out on New Year's Eve here in Dorchester, we are all part of the same human race, and together we can meet all the challenges we face. Let's respect our differences, but let them not hold sway. It's what we have in common will ensure we win the day. I invite you all to remember, reflect on, and share the lessons of Holocaust Memorial Day. Behind me and in the lobby is some of the work from those Year 8 children. I would encourage you not only to look at the work, but to take advantage of the fact that the creators of the work are here and to ask the children what prompted their work. And now we're going to watch a short film. Freedom means different things to different people. What is clear is that in every genocide that has taken place, those who are targeted for persecution have had their freedom restricted and removed before many of them being murdered. This is often a slow, subtle process. The 10 stages of genocide, as identified by Professor Gregory Stanton, demonstrate that genocide never just happens.